Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to IRIB English Radio, where we explore the Islamic upbringing of children and youth, guided by the wisdom of the Holy Quran and the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt. Today, we are honored to have Sister Salma Khalfan, who is a distinguished Islamic researcher, with us to shed some light on this important subject. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Salma. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you so much for having me over.
So we've been discussing a certain question in the past episodes, which was about what to expect from your teenage son and how to, you know, ensure proper training from a young age. And you gave us some very nice tips, and inshallah the listeners can go through them in the while listening to the previous episodes. And we reached on avoiding idle talk, that it's very important to instill this characteristic that, you know, when you're seated together as a family, or when you're talking to your child, or when you're talking even to your spouse, the children are watching you, they're hearing you. You know, you have to make sure you don't just talk useless things all the time. They have to know that there is some sort of substance in your
yes,
speech.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So by idle talk, even I mean any kind of idle amusement, lahw and la'ib, it's introduced in the Holy Quran.
Yeah.
That you should stay away from those kind of things, that wastage of time, that don't give you any benefit in the long run. So you know what? The impact is a negative one. You get a negative impact. Your mind becomes tired. Your soul does not accept that. So a child, teenager becomes then cranky and very angry, frustrated, depressed, all this anxiety, you know, when he over-talks or over-does something, even overplays a game. You'll see, even if it's a refreshing game like soccer, when he plays it too much, he gets very tired. And okay, that's a good sign if he gets tired, but then he won't like it even, you know, in the end, that he when he overdoes something.
True.
So in the Holy Quran, we have in chapter 31, ayat number 6, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "And of the people is he who buys the amusement of speech to mislead others from the way of Allah without knowledge, and who takes it in ridicule, those will have a humiliating punishment." Why? Yeah. Allah is harsh in that. A humiliating punishment. That means Allah knows that this has such a negative impact on your soul. Because Allah doesn't want to punish only. He's Rahman and Rahim. He knows that you yourself will have laid out this for yourself. Such a, you know, like a anxiety will overwhelm you that you won't even feel like, you know, doing other things
just
properly.
Just feel depressed. And this is exactly what the Western propaganda is, that they want to kind of make you just waste time on watching thousands of movies or thousands of serials. Which
or Instagram, for example.
Or pictures.
Or whatever, wherever you go, wherever you land, whatever food you have.
Yeah, sometimes it's so easy to just go on scrolling Instagram for even hours, and then you suddenly feel like, I could have done so much more, so many
better
things.
And it doesn't
even
give you that peace in the long run. Yeah, so that's what is lahw and la'ib.
Yeah.
So any game even played with that I want to improve my concentration is not lahw and la'ib. But anything even like for example, done for amusement, like going to the park, which seems like, you know, like playing a game or something. If it's done for refreshing yourself, giving yourself this time, it's not lahw and la'ib. But yet, if you, for example, you don't know why you're reading this book or watching this movie, you keep on and on doing it, and you're wasting your time. That's exactly what lahw and la'ib, or keeping on talking over the phone. Hours on end, you know, getting every detail. What's the use? Or to your spouse, details for what? It's all lahw and la'ib, I feel. You know,
So it, I think it's like...
There's so much intelligent conversation that can go on between spouses.
Definitely.
And you know, about people, what's going on in the world, what, you know, like we can do about it, or the program, that the planning of their life ahead.
Very true. I think it's very important to like keep that balance. Yeah, very true.
Yeah.
So we're just going to have a short break and we will continue shortly.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
So welcome back to IRIB English Radio, where we have been discussing about a very important characteristic to instill in our children, and that was avoiding idle talk and wasting time as a whole, like overdoing amusing things. Or like you said, that there's ifrat and tafrit, you know?
Yeah.
Excessiveness or
negligence.
Yeah. So keeping that balance sometimes is difficult.
Yeah.
So you've been saying that the child becomes depressed and anxious and angry when they are, you know, they don't have anything to do, or they are doing something excessively which is not of benefit.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So if the parents should set an example in such a way that the child should learn, there are certain quiet moments that they should have together. For example, you know, like reading or watching some important program or news or something like that. And then they should discuss over the dinner table, is something, a time of bonding.
Yeah.
That the purpose should be achieved of bonding. We should ask the daily activities, what went, what happened, have the light humor, reassure them that they are loved.
Yeah.
You know, they're supported. Ask them of how their day went, what needs they have, for example, what they require probably in some area. Like, you know, for example, while growing up, you need so many things like clothes and stationery and things like that. So you can find them that out about them. All that has a purpose, see? But when you become purposeless, you talk about different things, fantasies, games, clothes, shop, materialism, what people are doing, and backbiting and fault finding,
yeah.
All this.
No substance.
Yeah, no substance in it. So all that arises, those kind of negative thoughts, negative emotions, and the repercussions are not good. The teenager will also become like that, will talk to his friends subconsciously because he has got this lesson, like the same way as the parents talk, although he wouldn't, you know, like let out.
Yeah.
He wouldn't even show it, but he will talk the same way to his friends. And he wouldn't get that, you know, that peace of mind, that peace of soul, that's so important.
Definitely.
So if the parent wants to raise a teenager like that, they should start even with talking substance, the way you say.
Yeah. So do you have any other points regarding this?
Yeah, no, not this subtopic, but I have another point of how to raise the teenager in such a way that they're expected to become pious leaders, inshallah, for society.
So before you continue, we're just going to take a quick break and we'll continue shortly.
Ya muqiyal khayrat, ya muqiyal khayrat.
The Prophet ﷺ said, "A righteous child is indeed a flower from the flowers of paradise."
So welcome back to IRIB English Radio, where we have been discussing a very important characteristic that we have to try and instill in our children, which was avoiding idle talk and wasting time. So,
yeah.
Sister Salma, you said you have another important point that you want to talk about. Please enlighten us.
Yeah. Another thing that the parents should be very careful about, and that even should be instilled in from a young age so that the teenager doesn't find problems facing that aspect, is don't be attracted to worldly things.
Mm.
You know, the world is very limited, it's very, you know, fleeting, and it shows, you know, the wrong thing. and we get attracted to it, and to only to find out that it wasn't that pleasurable that it seemed. When we attain it, then the interest goes away. We want more. It's
get
like that ocean that, you know, the thirst that keeps on. It's drinking salty water and the thirst never gets quenched. Okay, we know all these things, but how to inculcate that in the child? When a child wants something attractive, first of all, don't encourage him. If he needs it, buy it for him, but don't keep on buying those things for him. And make sure the way you dress him, feed him, all should not be like something that is so show-offy, you know, like something that calls for attention or for him to have a, you know, mark type of clothes or the best kind of food. We should be so simple in our lifestyle that the child doesn't entertain this kind of even, you know, worldly materialism in his mind.
Yeah.
For example, some, unfortunately, I know of some people who, teenagers who are so much into clothes and they can't wear apart from marked clothes, clothes with mark. They just can't wear, even if it be such a simple thing, but they can't wear. Who said the shoes even, they can't wear something like, you know, if they're not marked shoes,
yeah,
the shoes of mark. So all these things are actually...
Branded, you mean?
Yeah, brand. All these things start at home. The parent buys the best kind of clothes. They want the children to dress the best way possible, thinking that they have the best, so why not give the best? Okay, there is a planning of Allah to give this wealth to a person so that they can also save and share also. And not, you know, like make the child be so... You know,
like make this seem as something so important.
So important and so like something that has to be that only. For example, some children can't do without having a certain kind of breakfast. They have to have a certain things in their table so that they can have breakfast or lunch or dinner. They can't eat certain foods. They can never eat simple foods. They have to have the best kind of things.
And regarding clothes, I remember there was a certain family who would only make their children wear branded clothes. So when we wanted to give them gifts, they nicely told us that, look, you won't get the clothes that we get. So,
and that's so
just
embarrassing,
give us,
isn't it?
Just give us the money
it's
for it.
It's too embarrassing, For both the parties, it's embarrassing. So, like, even if, for example, even when you want to give such people, you think about it, it'll go waste, right?
Yeah.
So, what do you do? Like, this is the way that Allah loves, you know, takhaffafu talhaqu, lighten yourself and soar high,
Be humble.
Yeah. And also, that qana'at, you know, that...
contentment.
That contentment is so important that there's a hadith of Imam Ali that the richest is the one who is most content. And it's such a beautiful feeling to raise the children like that, yeah? Whatever you have, be content. Even if it's a simple bread or like a date, you know, we have at least what we want is that satisfaction and that energy we get from it, yeah?
And in fact, when you see the people today who are, for example, very well off and you see them very, you know, they're wearing very like simple clothing and all, that's kind of more attractive because you feel like, oh, they know what they have is like what is important is something else, not the zahir and the
world. So this is what the parents should inculcate. What is important is that other side of you that is the soul, not that body. The body is fleeting and the body requires some needs that we make it like the goals. We don't make it as the means,
True,
we give so much importance to such kind of worldly things that it becomes the goal rather than the means. So all this is, of course, shown right from the beginning of training a child that how simple you are, the child will become that only. And this is a very important ayat in the Holy Quran. Allah mentions in Surah 31, ayat number 33, chapter 31, ayat number 33, O mankind, fear your Lord. And fear a day when no father will avail his son, nor with a son will a son avail his father at all. Indeed, the promise of Allah is truth. So let not the worldly life delude you. You see, the worldly life is a delusion. You know, once it's over, even in like an old age, one doesn't attain that pleasure of anything, even food, clothes, nothing. So from a young age, if they inculcated this kind of behavior, that use... Kulu washrabu, wala tusrifu, but don't do israf, don't go extravagance, you know. So all this is beautiful when child realizes that anywhere he can adjust, he can be content. But such people who have high expectations and they're so worldly, they can't adjust, but they have to have the best, you know, like an environment to live in. And if they, for example, fall in the hands of some other families, like, for example, if they get married and they see other kinds of situations, they won't just, resist. They won't be able to continue, and they will lose their form and, you know, their personality.
Very true. So, inshallah that, you know, we are all able to be such strong
simple people.
Inshallah. Thank you very much, Sister Salma. And inshallah, we hope to hear from you in the next episode. God bless you all.
Do you know?